From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. I'm sitting in for Ed Gordon. For 5 years in a row, President Bush declined invitations to address NAACP members at their annual convention. But the president was there yesterday at the 97th annual gathering. He credits the NAACP's new president, Bruce Gordon, for his change of heart. We'll talk with Mr. Gordon in just a few minutes. But first, just a few hours after the president's speech, the Senate voted 98-0 to renew the 1965 Voting Rights Act for another 25 years. That had some people asking, was the president simply courting black voters alienated over his handling of Katrina and other domestic issues? From Washington, D.C., NPR's Allison Keyes reports on how the president and his speech were received.
The President of the United States.
The crowd had a standing ovation for the president on arrival, and he seemed eager to acknowledge that his relationship with the nation's oldest civil rights group has been strained. He tried a little levity after NAACP President Bruce Gordon introduced him.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Thanks for your introduction. Bruce is a polite guy. I thought what he was going to say, it's about time you showed up.
But it was clear the delegates in a room with hundreds of empty seats hadn't forgotten the rift with Mr. Bush that was one of the reasons he had refused invitations for the past 5 years. The rift was caused partly by an NAACP ad associating the president with the dragging death of an African-American man in Texas, and partly because the IRS started looking into the NAACP's tax-exempt status after Chairman Julian Bond gave a speech criticizing the president's policies. There were murmurs in the crowd as Mr. Bush sought to showcase his support for civil rights.
I come from a family committed to civil rights.
But there was applause when he promised to help the Gulf Coast recover from Hurricane Katrina and when he chastised his own party for writing off the black vote. But the biggest response came when he promised to sign the Voting Rights Act once it reaches his desk.
I look forward to the Senate passing this bill promptly, without amendment, so I can sign it into law.
But many in the audience sat with crossed arms and skeptical looks on their faces. The president's usual folksy rhythm was off, and some of his statements didn't go over well. Jackson, Mississippi delegate Irene Jones called the speech bland and says President Bush should have remembered to whom he was speaking.
There seemed to be a lot of places where he expected applause, but he forgot that this is a highly politically educated audience. And so we recognize what's not said, and we recognize what this is being used for. He's in some trouble right now.
And Mervyn Seeley from Hickory, North Carolina, was unhappy to hear President Bush pushing vouchers, an issue that drew a few boos from the crowd.
Of course, I'm in no way for charter schools or vouchers. I am in no way for him to mess with Social Security. And when he talks about home ownership, we need jobs.
Two protesters, one in glasses with dreadlocks, tried to interrupt the president's speech, shouting about teaching children to read, asking questions about Dick Cheney and the situation in the Middle East.
Civil War. In the 20th century.
After the speech, civil rights veteran and Congressman John Lewis wondered why Mr. Bush didn't talk about foreign policy.
I'm surprised he didn't say much about what is going on abroad, about the Middle East and the war. You know, we're not once people issue. We're not just concerned about civil rights. We're concerned about peace and violence and war.
But many in the crowd were pleased with President Bush's appearance after all the work NAACP President Bruce Gordon went through to establish grounds for a dialogue. Now people here say they're waiting with interest to see what the partnership Mr. Bush promised on stage turns out to be. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.